Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the T-Mobile New Horizons International Film Festival, and I'm joined by Kirsten Bonin-Brask, who is here with a wonderful project, and she's one of the tutors and the main partner of the project, I understand. What is this project?
Yeah, this project is a co-production between New Horizons and Sørnorsk Film Center, which is a center which primarily funds shorts and documentaries. But for getting this grant, ES grant we have got from to finance this, you apply from Poland and you need a Norwegian partner. So I represent as a partner. And the investment we do from our side is that I'm tutoring as our part of it.
Very good. And now the project is called Films for Kids Pro. And would you like to tell us a little bit about what it is that it does? The fascinating thing about this is that it puts a focus on films that target an audience made up of young people, which is something that a lot of countries, especially in Europe, are forgetting about or are almost purposely stubborn at making films that aren't exactly very good, let's be honest. So what does this project do to alter the trend?
It's not exactly so in Norway and Sweden and Denmark. We have a rather good tradition for children's films, and that of course is why it's very good that we work together on this project, because we can take some of the experience from Norway and bring it down here to tell people that it's very good business to produce good quality films for kids. There is a very big audience and they need good stories. And that's why we have chosen, we are developing 12 projects, 8 Polish projects and 4 Norwegian projects. And we did it from the very start where they just had an idea and to now in the end where most of them have a second draft or nearly a second draft.
Yeah, yeah. We followed them from the very beginning, basically.
Yeah, I have followed this for very long because I was in it before even having the money in the application situation, and that is 2 years ago, I think, we started doing this.
Was it difficult to get the application to be considered?
They have tried once before, but not together with me. I think in this situation, the combination of that I have a very long track list as working as a tutor, was very much doing something to say this is a good mixture of one who has doing workshops like this before and very experienced people in New Horizons. They were not in the very beginning as well. So it wasn't suddenly between Christmas and New Year there came a mail, you have got shortlisted and you have got the money. Oh God! Was it that easy? So in fact it wasn't. It has been more difficult afterwards to live up to all the formalities for getting the money out of the institute, and it's far away from the way we normally do in Norway. Right. It's really formal here.
Really? So let's talk about it. As every inaugural editions of any project like this, it does come with its challenges, and a lot of them might have to be resolved as the project goes on. What do you think have been the challenges in this inaugural edition of Films for Kids here in Poland?
I think the biggest challenge, in fact, has been all the formality around the money and the counting, because I think we rather quickly found a way of discussing what kind of workshop we wanted to do, and we're different tutors, and we have chosen a way where it's possible to work differently from group to group, because we work the way we feel best. And we have had meetings all the time. We started out with a short meeting, me and New Horizons in Warsaw. And then we went on with 3 days in my house in Norway, people all over and cooking together. And there we truly planned the first workshop and had the ideas of the next two workshops, and then we made the final plan for workshop 2 after workshop 1 and workshop 3 after workshop 2, just to see where are the people here, what do they need for now, and I think that is the best way of working.
Yeah.
So if we are allowed to make one more, we have a lot of experience now, But I think next time again, we would do the same, that we know, we use the experience for changing 1, 2, and 3, but still we might make changes between 1 and 2, because I think it's very important that we don't have a schedule, a scheme saying this is how it's going to be. We look at reality and see how does the group function, what does it need, because you, the next group would never be the same as this one. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. What has the experience been so far, and did you notice a lot of good ideas and a lot of excitement around this this project from the actual filmmakers and from the people who pitched the ideas?
I think that there's a lot of excitement here. Everyone, and during the development and so on, of course there have been confusions, there have been doubts, can I ever make this, is it possible, as in every other project and process, so it's as it should be. But I think now we have just one more to go in the first try pitches, and there's a lot of energy, there's a lot of good stories, and if the finance says don't think that, they don't know anything about what kids want, or they're not interested in that, because they're really good stories and they're very different stories. Of course you can see some of the same themes treated different ways. You can see more than one detective story, but the detective stories are so different, so they would never compete anyway. And you can—that is what you can see in other films too. But I think too, what is very good in a workshop like this is that when you work with children's movies, it creates another space between the discussions and the room in the discussion. People are extremely friendly to each other and helpful to each other. I think more than they would have been if it had been art films. Because what is very important for everyone here is that everyone loves the audience and love to target the audience and love children. And they really, many of them have an audience themselves at home, and they really love to see that there will be made good films for the children. And I think working with children and working with all animation is not, you know, the elbows all the time trying, I'm the best, I don't like you, and so on. It's not what it's like here. You know, egos are not here.
Yeah, ego goes out the door.
Egos go out the door because they want to do something else. Right. But money doesn't go out the door. If the producers really see the possibilities here, the markets, we can see in Norway that the top list of the 10 most sold films, there's at least half of them or more, which is children's movies. The same goes for Denmark. They made a list some years ago what was the most sold films. The 10 most sold films, 9 of them were for kids.
Well, not only that, but also if you promote the idea of cinema to a young audience, then throughout the years they will keep watching films. So it's also audience development.
Of course. It's audience developing in that way that they're coming later on, but too that you can, through fiction, you can work with different kind of problems. That's why we have told myth. That is why we have been telling stories always. Stories is a way of understanding ourselves and our situation, and that is very important for kids too, especially in a world like this where it's there's so many pictures out there. You can, and it's so hard to concentrate because you can just switch from one thing to another. But if you go to a movie, you have to sit still for 80 minutes, you have to concentrate, and you go into a universe which take you somewhere. And with the best one, you have a great laugh, and maybe you change a bit.
Exactly.
Or you change your opinion a bit. You have been a little bit smarter after seeing that film,
absolutely.
And you have felt something.
Absolutely. It happened with me from a young age. Yeah. So I can testify in first person. Films can be so powerful and can be so inspiring when they're done right.
Yep.
That if we find a way to inspire a young audience through films, then why not do it?
Yeah, why not? And I think it, as you say, it's, you remember probably the first film you saw. I remember the first film I saw, even though it's long ago, in cinema.
Well, which was?
It was called Pan. It was about a little boy left alone It wasn't in the jungle, but it couldn't have been. I remember more the setting, the cinema, the title. It wasn't a well-known film, you know. It was, if I would see it today, I would say, oh God, was that the film I was so amazed about? But I even remember the first time my son saw, I know what he saw first time in the cinema. I know what he laughed at and what he was afraid of in the beginning, what really affected him. But funny enough, it was more him than my daughter.
Yeah.
I remember other situations with my daughter where we have been in cinemas where you really say, oh, should she have been here at this moment? Is she grown up? But right. Enough. But I remember that the first film when she was, before she could read, the first film she really loved was Green Fried Tomatoes. Believe it or not, she was 6 or 7. She saw it again and again and again, and we made a translation. And I think that she felt something together with the main character. She was somehow her.
Very good. That's very interesting. You know, it's not your typical children's film. So it goes to show.
Definitely not. It's not for children at all. But she loved it. She really loved it. And then Sound of Music as the other one. But you know, it's so different films, and it gives you so different experiences. But she could sit there for hours just seeing a film where she definitely couldn't understand the language.
Yeah. But even the Sound of Music has a bit of a background, historical background that is, you know, pretty dark. So.
Yeah.
But I mean, it goes to show that kids aren't, they can handle films that are, you know, maybe deal with themes that aren't necessarily comfortable themes.
They really can, and I think those films are not made of speculation. It's not to scare people, it's to tell. I think that both films has a layer of that you can say that those who made those films really wanted to tell a story, which was important for them. And that's why it gets important for us too. And that is one of the things we are working with here. Why tell the story? Why is it important for you? And I can see that those who really come through with the stories now have adapted to it, and they love their story. And it's important for different reasons, of course. It's important because it has something to do with themselves or their childhood or losses, problems, scars, whatever, or with what make themselves laugh.
There you go. Well, on that note, I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you. Great pleasure to talk to you as well.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.